Share your tests, yem gimel pashas nasai.
Hoyso gvoyo me'esri mamo. Ubono bo itztebo keneged doifen haemtzoi al pnei kulo. Bono bo itztebo keneged doifen haemtzoi al pnei kulo. Ve'yesh bo hechsher suka. And the itztebo has a hechsher suka. Ksheiro. It's kosher. So we'll see Rashi learns what's the pshat ksheiro. Rashi learns ksheiro means not only on top of the itztebo is kosher, the whole sukkah is kosher. Not only on top of the itztebo is kosher, ksheiro means the whole sukkah is kosher. As Rashi learns pshat. The Ran adds, who told Rashi to learn pshat like that? Again, why it's kosher, we'll see later. It's within Psal. But why Rashi decided that it's kosher not only on top of the itztebo? No, the whole sukkah is kosher. Zog the Ran, because Rashi had a kasha. On top of the itztebo, pshita that it's kosher. What is the chiddush that it's kosher on top of the itztebo? That's poris me'esrim amo. For sure it's kosher. Muchach has become zog into a chiddush. Zog Rashi, what is the chiddush? The chiddush is that the whole sukkah is kosher. The Ran and the Ritva disagree with Rashi, and they learn pshat not that the whole thing is kosher, only on top of the itztebo is kosher. Not so pshita. Pshita. Zog the Ran, I would think is a gzeira to eat on the itztebo, he will come to eat in the other part. As they b'shulchon b'tei chabayis, you're not allowed to eat. You're sitting in a sukkah, a person doesn't know the difference. Here, the sukkah is 21. So one place he has like a little platform, so he eats here, he eats there. There's a chash that he will come to eat from one place to the other place. Right, if it's 20, if the sukkah is 50 amma in one place, oh, the sukkah is 21, and one place is a little bit going down, and he fixed it a little bit. So he's called So Rashi learns la aloha, it's kosher not only on top of the itztebo, the whole halal sukkah is kosher. And the Rishonim Acholek and Rashi, and they learn only on top of the itztebo. Now, stam, very interesting. So Rashi said, what is the chiddush pshite? Chiddush is that the whole thing is kosher. What the Rishonim say the chiddush is? I will think that he will come to eat in the other part. Kamash malon. Now listen carefully. Rashi, because he holds the whole thing is kosher, lemaise, he can't say that the chiddush is like the Rishonim, that if he will eat on the itztebo, maybe he will come to eat in the rest. Because Grad Rashi holds you allowed to eat in the rest. So okay, if Rashi the chiddush is that the whole thing is kosher. It's not true because it doesn't start. I'm saying this be'emes. I'm not saying it's a sibo. If Rashi the chiddush is that the whole thing is kosher, and it's the only chiddush. If the Rishonim, the whole thing is not kosher, and the chiddush is that there's no gzeire that you will come to eat in the other part. Let's speak about it. We spoke about it in the Sugid of Gimel Amud Beis. Why is no Taisim Lamin Osu?
But they say that
we spell like a Bikorim Miksosis, that it's not a problem. It's an whole shir on it.
Same thing. It's the same. The Nusukah, not if it's Tom Sukah. Sister, there's a Nusukah. So the rest of the Sukah is not kosher.
Again, if Rashi, the whole sukkah is kosher, midin psal, and if Rishonim, only on top of the itztebo is kosher. Minatzat. If the itztebo is minatzat, so now it only has two kosher walls. Im yesh misfas haitztebo velakoyso shekenek do dalet ames psula, because it only has two walls. Pochis me'arba ames ksheiro. Why? Maiko ma'ashlon de'amrin en doifen akumo, tanine. Ba'is shen nifchas, v'sichich al gabov, im yesh minakoyso lasichur dalet ames psula, ha'pochis mikan ksheiro. So we already know the aloche of doifen akumo. So what is the chiddush? If the Gemara that if the itztava min hatzad and it's pochis min daradam is ksheiro. And for the Gemara, ma'u the same also the chazgel adoifen. The walls are good walls, 20 tfachim, just in the middle of the house, you made a hole, so you could say doifen akuma. Avaloche de lo chazgel adoifen, the wall has a problem, we'll see later, and the doifen akuma has to kasher it. I would think maybe you can say doifen akuma, komash malon. Now we have the third case. Because you can't say doifen akuma. Toch is ma arba'am es ksheiro. Maiko mashmalon da'amrin doifen akuma. Haynu ach. We already learned in the first memre that you make doifen akuma and itztaba min hatzad. Now the same doifen akuma miruach achas amrinen, aval kol ruach veruach loiko mashmalon. I would think that Aloch El Moshe Misinai could help in one wall, cannot help in four, and don't say Mechatei, it's very posh, like Shtayim Ki Ilchos or Shlish Zafilu Tefach. Only in the Shlishis. Like in Sukkot, one wall, we give him easy. One wall, we give Deifen Akuma. Mechatei said that we could give Deifen Akuma for four walls. Four times to use Deifen Akuma in one Sukkot? Komash Malon. Frek the Ritma and the Maharam, but I know it from Baish and Nifchas. There's a hole in the middle of the house, and I know from four walls. Zog the Ritva, yeah. But the Bais Shen Nifchas, it's Chazi Ledoifen. Here, it's not Chazi Ledoifen. Again, I know it from Bais Shen Nifchas. The answer is Bais Shen Nifchas, it's Chazi Ledoifen. Here, it's not Chazi Ledoifen. Yeah, but here, it's a Shtikel Matne. Here, it's a Shtikel Matne. Ari loichazi ledoifen already. I learned from the middle itztaba. So I know already that doifen akuma, even loichazi ledoifen from the middle case. I know from Baish and Nifchas that doifen akuma works in four walls, but I don't know loichazi ledoifen works from four walls. I need that even to a chidush. Belom this, we will have to work it out. I understand, we know Teifen Akuma from Baish and Nifchas. So why I need Itztabo? Because there the walls are good. I only have to do Teifen Akuma. Here, the walls are not good. Say that. Then the Gemara says, from four sides. I know four sides from Baish and Nifchas. But I don't know Ben Lechazi Ledoifen. But I mean, I know the Lechazi Ledoifen. But I don't know Zog Deritvo Lechazi Ledoifen times four. The Lomdus, after I know Deifen Akuma works, and I know Lechazel Adoifen works, and so why I need a Chiddush that four walls and four times two works? I know Deifen Akuma works. I said I could hear maybe only in one wall Deifen Akuma. Makes sense? I could hear only Bechazel Adoifen. But when I know both Chiddushim, that it works in four, and it works with Lechazel Adoifen, Mechateisa, I need to say that I want to tell you a Chiddush that four times Lechazel Adoifen also works. So, Shtei does yet. Best Hashem, in the Hemshech HaSugye, I think we'll have also a Teretz of them. Lama Heibtzachon learn in the Gemara. Again, from the beginning of the Sugye. Hoysa Gvoyo Me'esrimamo Ve'bono Bo Itztabo Keneged Doifen HaEmtzoy Al Pnei Kulo. Here, Be'etzem, we have Yeshbo Echshor Sukkah, it's a real kosher Sukkah, Ksheir. And we said, like we said before, what is the Chiddush here? Rashi has his Chiddush, the Rishonim have their Chiddush. Lo Mezen De Rashi. Ksheiro Doifen HaEmtzoy Stam Sukkah Basholish Tfanes Kimasnisin Ve'arevis Hikulo Pesach. The Welt tells what Rashi is coming to say in this Rashi. Look in Rashi inside. What Rashi is coming to say? Doifen HaEmtzoy Stam Sukkah Basholish Tfanes Kimasnisin Ve'arevis Hikulo Pesach. So I want first to say Balabatish and then Lomdus. Balabatish was what Rashi is bothered. I think Stam Bepshat. What is bothering Rashi? Also, lo itztabo kenefen doifen haemtzoi. A sukkah has four walls. Where is exactly doifen haemtzoi? Like, where is the corner in a circle? Where a sukkah has four walls. Where is doifen haemtzoi? Saz. As them Rashi is coming to say that stam sukkah has three walls, and the mele doifen haemtzoi is the pshat. Mechatei is zok Rashi. But here Rashi adds a word. What's it does? What's stam sukkah shalosh tfalas. Why should I have to explain where's the middle? Say, normal sukkah has three. So when I say emta, I mean in the middle. What is the four? The four is open. So some say, Rashi doesn't mean nasi. The lomdim taine state in Rashi that the revis is a Pesach. What it means, Rashi repeats himself, Yudalad Amud Beis. The last Rashi in Yudalad Amud Beis says the Zelbe Yesoid. Etzel Ruach HaRevis, She'en Shom Doifen, De Laf Kemeni Ale Doifen Akume, Do En Kan Doifen Elo Pesach. En Shom Doifen. Why Rashi says VaRevis Pesach? Now I want to explain, we're not going out to this day, we have to Be'ez Hashem in Masech Tesukah, we'll use this Rashi. It's two nuschoes, what Rashi means. One nusach is the nusach that Rashi means, Be'etzem you need four walls. Just three could be a real walls, and the fourth need could be a Pesach. But could be more from that. Rashi holds Sukkah needs a Pesach. Loshon Rashi in Sefer HaPardes, Sukkah oise arba tfanes ubarevi oise Pesach. What if a person has a Sukkah that he can't go out? He's stuck in a place. He didn't have a Sukkah. He takes a box, a wooden box, breaks the top, sits inside, pours chach, wants to eat, then he'll pick it up and go away. He's allowed to or not? He's like, I don't answer. I want to get in this little oris later. What is the tzad? Pashas, why not? Couldn't be as a din in a sukkah that has to have a Pesach. A house has a door. I'm explaining again. For sure, Rashi came to say something. Because I'm going back to the Akdome. Rashi had shvel for sure bepshat. Why we call it Ruach HaMetzois? But for that, you say, because Stam Sukkah, Shalosh Tfanes, Kemas Nisim. Rashi dropped another three words. Ve'arevis hikulo Pesach. So I'm saying, could be he meant that you need really to be surrounded with four. The Goyen says, Sukkah really is, the Samach means four walls, Chof means three, and the Heishtayim ki chosav shir safilu tefach. Azezok the Goyen. So the Goyen says that it's an Indian to have a Sukkah from four walls. Rashi explains, the Revis is a Pesach. And it could be Rashi, like in Sefer HaPardes, is mashma that is an Indian to have a Pesach. We'll see later. It could be as an Indian to make a Tzuras a Pesach in a Sukkah. We'll see later. Let me get weiter. Ab Nekula Shemagim Beis Roshe Etztabel Beis Tfanis Etzdodim Veitztabel Binyan Avonim Vetit. Rashi doesn't want to go into the Sukkah of Bitul, so he says Avonim Vetit Lekula Avim Etzabildri. Im Yeshua Beitztabel Shir Hershel Sukkah Ktano Shiva Tfochim Vemashu Da'ayinu Roishe Verubi Veshulchone. Avei Shver Rashi. Rashi says, what is Shir Sukkah Ktano? Shiva Tfochim Vemashu. Rashi repeats himself and Amud Beis Sukkah Shigvoya Esrim Amo Vebono Bo Amud Bo Emza. The 12th Rashi, 12 lines from the top. So you have a Sukkah Shigvoya Esrim Amo, you have a Amud. So we say Gudasik. So Gemara says the Amud has to have Echshul Sukkah. So Rashi, what is the Echshul Sukkah? Shiva Vemashu. Frek the Maharsho in the Pnei Yeshua and Masech the Sukkah and Dav Gimel Amud Aleph. Rashi says Echshul Sukkah Zayin Tfochim. We forgot about the Mashu. And after Zion, the Gemara says, Hershel Sukkah, Zion. Rashi and Daf Yutes says, Shiur Hershel Sukkah, Zion. Why Rashi here gave the Mashu? If you decide to write the Mashu, write it all over. And the Pnei Yeshua says the Teretz, I will say Tchilas Advorim now, in the Hemshech and the Hemshech HaSugya, Shiur Sukkah, Zion. You don't need Zion v'Mashu. In our Sugya, you need Zion v'Mashu. Why? Because the Doifen Akuma, Be'ez Hashem will see, has to curve, the Fishitas Rashi, Be'ez in the wall is 20. How it becomes less than 20? A lot of lumnus later. But the wall curves and go over the Itztabo. Zog the Pnei Yeshua, if it's exactly 7 and you go over, so you miss, and the wall is there, you're missing 7. You need Sheva V'mashu. The same thing in Amud Beis, you say Gud Asik from the Amud. The case is you have a Amud, you put tzchach on the ear, and the amud you want to say good asik. You need to pull out walls from the edges of the amud. You need the mashu. Again, by us, Deifen Akuma. I said again, the lomdas of Deifen Akuma we'll get later and we'll explain it. No, shh, you're right. No, you're right. Shh. Avada, yeah, has a good kasha. Lemaisa, the first itztabo doesn't have Yedoyf and Akuma. Aber Yeshua will explain that while we're going to learn now, that we're going to learn now all of the sugyas of the Itztaba with the sugya of the Defen Akuma, so we're speaking about the same Itztaba, that if he puts it here, it's okay. If he puts it here, so we're taking the same piece and we're moving it like this in the middle. So B'meile, Rashi says, Sheva V'mashu. You're right, it's a Shtikel Ore, because the Mokim is not the right Mokim. Again, the way it works in the Hezbel, Bez Hashem, we'll see later in the Hemshech, a Rashi. Aber Reza Ore, Rashi says, Sheva V'mashu. Ksheiro, let me get weiter. So Rashi, Kol HaSuko, Sheyesh Lo Gimet Tfales, V'ayach Shul Suke, Afilu Min Ha'itztaba V'halo. This is Shitas Rashi, that the whole Suke is kosher, Midin Psal. Not only on top of the itztabo, the whole sukkah is kosher. The mininen chalolo miroi sheitztabo velemalo, venimtza doifen haimtzo yikulo ikshero. Vetfanes atzdot nimberoicha vaitztabo huchshurbo. The three walls are okay. It's interesting. The tfanes huchshurbo. Harekan sukkah ktano ikshero. Veamrinen lekamol psal hayoytze min hasukkah nidon kesuko. Umefarshin lo im yesher shel sukkah biyachad. אם יש עכשיו סוכו ועוד יש בסוכו משם והלו פסל היינו שכחה עושי בפסוי לסגרן ויקב שהוא דרקון לאסיס ויועצה מעכשיו סוכו שאין לו יחשו תפנס נידן כסוכו ייקח כל הסוכו כמו אישי גדוי לו קשה. So the first case Rashi learns the חידוש of the first החתימצה is that the rest of the סוכו is kosher מדין פסל. We mentioned already that the Ram adds Shirashi or Yokoshiloi Pshite, and Rashi answered that the Chiddush in the first case is that the rest is Koshim and Himsal. And the Rishonim Acholek and Rashi, and they say the Chiddush is that we don't make a Gzeire that he will come to eat in the rest. What is the Sugya of Psal? The Sugya of Psal is Be'etzim a Gemara in Daf Yutes. The Gemara says Psal Ayoitzim in Asuka Nidan Kisuka. And the beginning of the Gemara in Yutes Mudalev, the Gemara taught, we're talking about schach that is sticking in the behind of the sukkah. But then the Gemara says, Rabbe v'Rabbi Yosef de'amri tarvayu, hoche bekonim ayoytzim lifnim in sukkah, in front of the sukkah, some schach sticks out, umashche ve'az lechadoifen ba'adayu, and one wall goes till then. Mao the same or less boich shul sukkah is not enough kosher walls. Kamash malon that it's kosher midin psal. This is the halacha of psal ayoytze min hasukkah nidan kesukkah. Even that you don't have three walls, you have a real sukkah, and one wall goes till the end, and the rest you don't have kosher walls. You want to kasher it midin psal, and the shaila if it's kosher midin psal or it's not kosher midin psal. You have it a lot of times in yeshivas. You have a good kosher sukkah, almost like this room. In the beginning, everything is good. But towards the end of the room, from both sides, it's big porches that come out, more from Daled Amos. So you can't sit under the porches. But in the middle, the sukkah goes till then, but there's no walls in the middle. There's no wall from the right, no wall from the left. Let's listen. Don't ask. Please, I'm asking. Let me explain. Very simple. You have a kosher sukkah, like this room. Here's a wall. Everything is good. Towards the middle of the sukkah, from both sides comes out schach posul, two big porches. So on that side, the wall on the right doesn't count anymore, and the wall on the left doesn't count anymore. On the moshe, you have a good kosher, you have a porch. They make a sukkah, but it's a very big porch. They put curtains. Curtains cannot be kosher a sukkah because they move. So the end of the sukkah is not good. There's no walls. Oh, but the schach is there. So in one place you put a little bit walls, and then the rest. Oh, but this is the sukkah from psal. And the Gemara is mechadish that is a din psal ayoytze min hasukkah nidin kesukkah. Psal ayoytze min hasukkah nidin kesukkah. It's a halacha that is not a klore. It's not a klore halacha. Give this Hashem. I'll show you later a couple of chetimtes. And it's very negat to know the halacha of psal, to know klore the halacha of psal. To come the halacha of psal. But you can't share a suke. Just to be mamchisha to you that you'll have to add more klore. I'll give you a chetimtze. It's not before we make the suge that we could touch the chetimtze. Right? The halacha is if you have a suke from curtains, it's possible. Because it moves in the wind. They have different ways. They put springs. I'm not going. But curtains are laying apostle. So the Moshe, you go to visit someone, and you come here as a huge big sukkah made from curtains. You can't sit there. You can't make a bracha. Bracha levatole. Leisha basukkah. So what you do? You go to the edge of the sukkah. You take a cardboard. You put it in the back. And you put 7 tefachim. And you can sit in the whole sukkah now. Why? One wall here. 7 tefachim here, 7 tefachim here. The schach is good till then. Psal, yoytzim in a sukkah, nidin ke sukkah. This is be'etzim the aloche of psal. To mamchish, the sukkah could go how much you want. I want to be mamchish. The case of the gemore of psal, one wall was going till the end. It was not like the case that I said, that you went to this big sukkah that was puzzle, and you put a cardboard in the back, 7 tefachim here, and 7 tefachim here. You don't have to put even 7. You put 1 tefach. Shish tefilu tefach. And you cash in the sukkah. Shhh. And the whole sukkah is kosher medim psal. Now the case of the Gemara is that mimshach chadoifen ba'adei. And the noise is, I want to start before we see the Rosh. The Achroinim and the Rishonim had a shaila. Maybe psal is only said when one wall goes till the end. So Be'etzem, the sukkah has a wall. And Be'etzem has even the second wall, really, that is in the back. What is missing? One wall on that side. Zog the psal that it could help. But in the case that I told you, LeMoshal, to take 3 walls and to say the whole sukkah will be kosher medin psal, it will not be kosher. This is a big shail in the Rishonim. And Rashi, when he's masbir the sukkah psal in the Futes, he says like this. Kigoin gmor da futes mudal rabbe ve rabbe yis kein och be kanim ayitz lifni min asuke ve mashche ve az lecha doifen ba adayu ma od sei melesber shu suke komash malon 3 lines zogt rashi u mashche cha doifen ma od sei me kein und lo imam shich doifen sheni ba ado mukhakh mirsad ba ap nafshoy ve lesbo shevet fochim komash malon de min asuke ve ave ke shtein ke ilchoso ve shlish afilu tefach. So Rashi, every sukkah shtaim kil choso v'shista filu tefach, you only have one. Now it pulls. So here also it pulls. So some understood even more from that. It only could work when you have to pull the wall. Azay v'shtaim kil choso v'shlishis tefach. You could pull that wall and make it to be till the end. But maybe in different places you can't say psal. This is a shaila, and we'll get it in a minute. But as Yankee, I asked the favor. You're right, Chazanish asked the kasha. Very good. Without the base, and Rashi even without the rule. You're right, I'm going to get it. You're right, very good. Now, let me get a minute. The Rishonim came and asked 2 kashas on Rashi. The Rosh brings B'Shem Rabbi Yishaya. One kasha is, psal is psal. Rashi says, what is the word psal? Psoiles goyren v'yekev. Not stamp psoiles, not edge. We do psoiles goyren v'yekev. Here, the schach is lemalo me'esrimamo. It's like schach posul. You can't say psal and schach posul. Araye, every time when you have schach posul in the sukkah, sit your medin psal. The Gemara says, schach posul, you can't sit arba tefachim en yoishvim tachtov. Psal. The Teretz is, psal could only, when everything is psal is going in the yakev, it's missing a wall, you could say psal. But you can't say psal in sukkah shi lemalo me'esrim amo. Why? The Loshon Rabbi Shaya is, asol keshpudim shel mateches. This is one kasha, the kasha from Rabbeinu Yishaya. And that kasha, again, how you could say psal here, לפי רשי, to be machshir, the rest of the sukkah, הרי it's למעלה מ-20 amo, and while it's למעלה מ-20 amo, it's like a schach posul, it's like shpudim של מתכס, and in shpudim של מתכס, you can't say psal. The Rosh answers, and I want to separate this kasha, but Emes, we have to know, this is one of the reasons that all of the Rishonim are chaylik in Rashi, and they don't learn psal in our sugya. They learn that it's only kosher on top of the Yitztabo. The Ran and the Ritva learn that it's only kosher on top of the Yitztabo. They're chaylik in Rashi. But what is the answer on Rashi? Zog the Rosh, lemalo me'esrim, is not a schach posul. And he mentions Rabbi Nutam. And it goes back to what we mentioned in Shir the last 2 days. Lemalo me'esrim, we saw Rabbi Nutam holds, you can even mitzarif it. Tesis hold that it doesn't pass all the schach under it. Zog the Stipler, even that Rashi himself holds that Lemalo Me'esrim could disturb the Schach under him. But it's not a Schach Posu. It's a Schach Kosher. It's also missing in the Shiur. The Schach is not a Schach Posu. It's the place that the Schach is. Lefi Rab Zeira, you can't see him. Lefi Rab Zeira doesn't make shade. Lefi Rabbi, you can't see him. Lefi Rav, it's made with Tzuras Kva. But it's not a Chefze v'Schach Posu. But it's not a Chefze v'Schach Posu. I'm asking, please. Let me to be Masber. But it's not a Chefze v'Schach Posu. B'meile, it's kosher. It's a Chidush. Because I will ask you a question. What would it be if a part of the Sukkah is nailed down with nails? If a part of the Sukkah is nailed down with nails, you could say Psal? A part of the Schach is nailed down. You could sit there with him Psal? Avada nisht, because it's a bais. I'm just saying, Lemala me'esrim, Reb Shaya learned, Rabbi Noishaya and the Rush learned, that Lemala me'esrim is like Shpurim Shel Mateches. It's like Shpurim Shel Mateches. It's not good, it's mamish metal. And while it's metal, the melee, you can't make psal. Rashi Zog the Rosh learns, Lemala me'esrim, it's not like metal. It's a problem. Even if you rove, that suke diras kvab diras arai beinen, the setting is not good. Especially if we said halal suke. The problem is in the halal. The schach doesn't have a problem. B'meile zog the stipler and simen gimel ba'archoven b'rikas yankev. The masbir, but the Rosh says the teretz. Just the Rosh himself says the Rabbeinu Tam said that it's good. This means some people think that Rashi has to hold like Rabbeinu Tam. We said for sure Rashi doesn't hold like Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi holds if you have a sukkah on top of it, you have a schach lemalo me'esrim. If you have a schach lemalo me'esrim, it's not good. As I held Rashi. That it could disturb. But mikol mokem, even if Rashi learns that the top could disturb, but there's no chisoron from Psal. That chelek is leicht. Dainu, Rabbeinu Shai asked that's a starke kashe. But you could answer. Lemalo me'esrim is not like shpurim shel mateches. You could say psal. But the Rosh is asking the second kasha. And the sugya of Yutes is mashma, that you don't say psal in everything what you want. You only say psal when you have chadoifen ozil be'adei. When you don't have a chadoifen ozil be'adei, you don't say psal. So the Rosh himself says, Nishto azai gemore, that you need one wall walks. Be'etzem, like I said in that sukkah, you could do psal and sit in the whole room. Why the Gemara says, Osi chadoifen ba'adei? The Gemara says, I would think when a person made one wall and he didn't do the other wall, he shows that he doesn't want the sukkah to go more. Now I'll explain. When I made, in my case, a little wall, what do you think? I want the kasha. I can't be busy now to fix the whole thing. I fix the edge, do the rest. When a guy builds a wall till the end, manavshah, build the whole thing. Was a salkedaitoch, and Loshon Rashi in the beginning is mashma. Salkedaitoch goliadaite. One he wants still here, the other one he wants still here. So I would think maybe he doesn't want it to go so much. Kamashmalon. But Behemis is no din osi chadoifen v'mamshich bade. So the Stipler and Simon Gimel. So when you see the Rosh really says Nishto azazach. There's no din really chadoif and osi ba'adei, and you could say psal in every place. Now, so the Rosh says we don't have an often a Gemara. Zog the Stipler, but when you learn the Gemara that you test in Loshon Rashi, is mashma to me that psal works in the following way. And I want to say there's two ways to learn. There's the Stipler's way and the other way. And I think we'll make a little like dome. Bilchis psal, and we'll see upon afkeminis here. The Stipler says when you learn in the Futes, it's mashma and Rashi. You're right, maybe you don't have to have that wall, maybe you have to have that wall. But the way psal works is azei v'shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlish tafilu tefach. Take my case. Ki ilu we make these two walls running till the end. Maybe you don't have to have one wall running. The Rosh in the beginning understand one wall has to be real. The other one, midin shlish tafilu tefach, could run. No, you don't have to have one wall running. But again, and the Rosh in his kasha, he understood, psal is only a aloche. When everything is done, one wall is missing. Shlish tafilu tefach could work. So this also could work. Zog the Rosh is no din like that. Psal you could say in every place. He brings different rites. Sog this type of, when you learn in Rashi and the Futes as Mashma, that it works in the same system. If Shtaim Kilchos of Shlish Tafilu Tefach, it works in the same system. The Hainu, you pull the piece. So in my case, you pull the walls. Make sense? Klo? Zog the stipler, so how it's kosher be itztabo? What do you pull here? What do you pull here? Zog the stipler, you push the stage. The male zog the stipler, you can't sit and eat on the floor there. What Rashi says, kulak shairo, you have to get his tool chairs. You can't sit, you can't sit on the floor. Let's say the Rosh, that the Rosh said stam, you could say psal when you want, you could sit on the floor to eat. Aber lefi mi, you have to pull the stage. But maybe you can't sit to eat on the floor. He says in the end of the simen, maybe you could eat on the floor, medin choyre suke. Sometimes we get to the suge. And as they state in the Meiri, zog the Meiri, zog the Meiri, the way is, we pull, and we memale the itztaba till the end. Memale, you have to be on a tall chair. You can't sit on the floor. Lefi de Rosh, that it's stamp psal, that the whole sukkah becomes kosher, we'll have to explain what is the other tzad. We didn't explain yet the tzad of the Rosh. But if we're going lefi Rashi, again, we add a kasha, how we say psal here. The Rishonim say you don't. Rashi says you do. The Malo Maestrim, he said it's not metal. Zog the stipler, but I learning psal, at least Bedas Rashi. That's the Rosh, we don't know yet. Of Bedas Rashi, you pull the walls. If you pull the walls, here also you have to pull the itztabo. Mele zog the stipler, and he brings down B'Shem HaMeiri, that you pull the itztabo, you pull the stage, and the mele, you can't eat on the floor. I'll tell you more from that. The Fidei Rosh, we said it's stam psal, so then it works. I'll give you a festa nafkimina, someone told me today. What would it be if you have a sukkah that is 22 amos? Yeah? But it's downhill, you know, you have a hill. You build a sukkah on top of the hill, 22 amos. And the end of the sukkah there, the sukkah is a place. Stam, the sukkah goes higher. And the end of the sukkah is already 50 amos. Now you made here a itztabo, and this area is already under 20. Rashi says everything is kosher medim psal. Even if you pull the stage, and that area is higher yet. Not a hill. I didn't say the case good. A sukkah is a normal flat place. You build a sukkah, and it goes up and up and up and up. You took the lower place, you made a itztabo, now you're 20. If psal says medim psal, everything is good. So everything is good. But if you pull the stage till the end. How high you'll be? You have 30 on top of you. It'll be not good. To be not good? It's posh, does it? It's posh, does it? So again. Okay, we'll see in a second. We'll check in a minute. We'll check. I want first to be madgish. We have two drochim to learn psal. One way to learn that we didn't explain yet, is in a second we'll explain, that the gedder... The gedder of psal is, if chelik is kosher, the whole thing is kosher. What is the hesber in it? In a second I will explain it. The second way, the stipler was medayek in Rashi and the Futes, that the gedder of the psal is, you pull the walls. The male freaked the stipler on himself. If the gather is that you pull the walls, here you have to pull the instrument. Yeah, for sure. He found the Meiri. The Meiri says, we look at even the Rosh, when he asked on Rashi, he said these words. Hoche, v'neime chafira keman. V'neime chafira keman demal yadomi. Look in the Rosh. V'neime chafira. When he asked on Rashi, he said, what, you will say Chafira command the Mal Yadami? He understood that this is the Mahalach. To fill it up. He said, it doesn't make sense. Last line in the Rosh. The name of Chafira command the Mal Yadami? When I say, he stayed in Meiri. The last line in the first piece. As I said, and again, this could be an afkamina if you learn like this type that you have to pull it. This Talmid Chacham had a mistake. He told me he has another afkamina, but this is. What would it be if the sukkah is 22 and he built the istab of 5 amos? So the fittest stipler, you have to eat in a high chair. How high the chair has to be? 2 amos or 5 amos? 2! That Talmud Chacham also had your mistake. There's no din that you have to pull the whole stage, you can pull half of the stage. There's no din, it's pashut to say. The stipler doesn't mean that it has to be pulled from there. I think it's pashut. Say? I just want to be mamchish the shita of the stipler. This is one way to learn the sugya. The Veltain is that it doesn't make sense. Rashi never meant it, and there's no lumbus of pulling the stage, and there's no lumbus of pulling the walls. The Yesoid Psal means if you have a Hechshel Sukkah in one place, the whole Sukkah is kosher. It's tofel to this place. It's tofel to this place. That chelik of the Sukkah is tofel to this chelik of the Sukkah. And the mele is no shaykhis to pulling the stage. That place could be 30 amas, the stage could be 2 amas, it's also good. It's not pulling a wall. So these are the two esbeirim how to learn psal. Vinit vi, Rashi holds that it works. The Rishonim did not learn that it works. Again, and the Rishonim were choylik on both things. You see, the Gudei Rosh, he was choylik that lemalem esim, it's metal. But he was also choylek that he said you only could do it in shtayim kirchos of shish afilu tefach. You can't. They didn't learn that this is the getter of psal. They learned that you have to pull and machshu the walls. They learned that you have to pull and machshu the walls. This is what they learned pshat in the getter of psal. So we have to know that the Yesoide Psal Be'etzem Lefi Rashi, either way we're saying a Chidush. Say if we're saying pulling a stage or a wall, or we're saying that it's Tofel, the Rishonim disagree to these two Chidushim. And they learned that you could do Psal, the Pshat is of Chelik from the Sukkah is kosher. I want to add. For Yediyah Satayra, some Achroinim learn even if we said the pshat like the stipler that we could pull, or we learn that psal means if one chelek is kosher, the whole thing is kosher. But as a tnai, if mamshich chad doifen ba'ado, I want to besader it again. The Rabbeinu Yishaya that disagreed with Rashi said lemalam me'esrim aleph, base one wall has to be full and only the second wall could be fixed. Right? This is what they disagree with Rashi. We said Rashi learns vice toys, you could pull and both. It's not a vote to pull Shtaim Kil Choso and the Shlish is Tefach, you pull that little part, you could pull a stage, you could pull a wall. Or Bichlal, you don't have to pull. If a Chelek is kosher, the whole thing is kosher. Some Achroinim say they mask him to the Lomdus of the Stipler. They mask him to the Lomdus of the Lomdim. That if Chelik of the Sukkah is kosher, the whole thing is tuffled to that part and it becomes kosher. But as a Tnai, Kiloshen HaGemore, the Mamshich HaDoifen Ba'ado. You really have to have one wall carry on. If you don't have one wall, Mamshich, it doesn't work. Why? Because he can't stamp say psal. Some achronim said no. You could say stamp psal if Rashi. You could say stamp psal if Rashi. Like it's meduyek in Rashi, you dalet on mudbeis. And the chazanish and some said no. You can't stamp say psal without an end. Has to be a mahalach for the psal. Has to have one wall, mamshich bado. So they asked the Kash, if you have to have one wall mamshich ba'ado, how you could do psal by us? How you do psal by us? Where's the wall? And it's two terutzim. How you could do psal here. One terutz is, you again, I'm not asking how you pull the stage. If it's a tnai that for psal avada, the lomdus is, I want to explain. Because this is Batsim the Sugi of Psal, this is the Mokhe. Reb Shaya learned Lemalamesim Mischach Posul, and there's another Tnai. Psal Bichlal can't fix everything. You take one good wall, second good wall, the third wall, even though it's short, is a Klal, Shtaim Kilchos, Shisafilu Tefach, so you could stretch the third wall how much you want. Only that. More from that you can't do. More from that you can't do. But mainly in Itztaba, you can't do it. Came the stipler and said, no. It's not a din that you have to stretch the third wall. You be'etzim could stretch two walls. You could stretch two walls. You could stretch the yitztaba also. You could stretch everything. Why? Other if it is stipler, you really have to stretch. Till he said, under the yitztaba you have a problem. Or it's a lumdus. If a part is kosher, everything is kosher. Even so, came some achroinim and said, you can't carry on running in the sukkah if you don't have a wall. Not because the third wall is easy to stretch. You could stretch a itztaba also. But you have to have one wall for doing it. So the shaila is, where is the wall here? And then that is two terutzi. One teretz, the Chazanish said, you don't need a kosher wall for that part. Again, both walls will stretch out. The itztaba will stretch out. You need a frame. That even the doifin lemala me'esrimama could do. And the lomdim said, I know you will disagree, that lefirashi, in the end of the day, the whole sukkah is kosher, right? Midim psal. So when it's kosher, midim psal, so in the end the walls are at the edge of the sukkah. So lemaisi, you have walls in the end. You pull the stage out. After you pull it, all the walls are good. So it has walls. Again, all of that is in the first chelik of the sugya. I want to go miyad vayta. So in the first chelik of the sugya, Rashi learns that it's kosher midin psal. And the Rishonim disagree that it's kosher midin psal. Now, we miyad mamshich to the next chelik. Im bono yitztabo min hatzad, זאת רשי כגון אם בוא נעיץ לבו את נאיך או מדוי פני הצדודים אם יש מספס העיץ לבו ולקויס אל השני דלת אמס פסולו דלו יוכשרו בעיץ אלו שתי תפנס או יש לשסומך לו מן הצד והאמצוי שרוי שהצטה ומגיע לו נלו גודן דרשי פוחויס מדלת אמס קשירו we're going on the second עיץ לבו מן הצד second עיץ לבו מן הצד Pochis mit der Dames ist kosher, schaf hoch schon al yoda, de kein melon al loch le moish mi sinai. De machshirin en suko al yede akim as doifen ad arba ames kosher mashu. Ve roim schach el yona mkhubo la doifen a rochoy, ki ilu min ad doifen atsmoy, ve okum ad kenege tsvasa itstabo, it curves. Ve kan moide dim es goyve mi tsvasa itstabo. This is the Pnei Yeshua. It curves, and the measurement is al svasa itztabo. This is the reason Yeshua says I need mashu, because that place is the place of the wall. The afal pi shemitachtov nimshach hu, the wall. People don't understand pshat here. The afal pi shemitacht. You write that it's at the edge and the itztabo om mitachtov of that edge nimshach klapi chutz. Hoy veroisha in a kol leatkan. Al kol chokzo goy v'chalolo v'arin ismaet chalolo mitachtov. So the second day of Nakuma here is coming not only to bring the wall closer, it fixes the wall. This is what Rashi learns Pshat. Zog de Rosh. In the second case, Lefi Rashi, you're not allowed to eat in the whole sukkah. Why? In the first case, you could eat in the whole sukkah midin psal. In the second case, you can't eat in the whole sukkah. Why? Val Rashi learns that doifen akuma is that you curve the walls. So now it's a wall. How you can eat under the wall? So you have a kasha. So we'll get the tzif. When I learned it, the Rosh is wrong. No, you have a kasha from tzif. Let me know the sukkah from tzif. I'm not saying it's not a kasher. As I said, all of the Rishonim, while you curve the wall, the mele, you're not allowed to eat on the wall. As I said, the Rosh, and the Ran, and the Ritva. ולא הכשיר רשי כל הסוכה שהרי אין לו סכך כיוון שרואים את הסכך כאילו הוא כויס אלוקום We're not asking from Tzrif now Why are we not asking from Tzrif? We'll answer later Tzrif Because in Tzrif it also could be סכך Here it's not allowed to be a roof Because if it's a roof, the sukkah is l'malo me'esrim amo. The only way that it's kosher is when they decide that it's a wall and it's not a roof. And you can't eat under a wall. Even with dim psal, you can't eat under the wall. As I zog in the Rishoyni Bedas Rashi. Zog deran, this is because Rashi learns that you curve the wall. But if Daifan Akuma would be that you move the wall. If Daifan Akuma would be that you move the wall. Zog deran, if Daifan Akuma would be that you move the wall, then you could eat in the whole sukkah. One line in the run. ולפי שיטזו הדובר בורו, שאין אויכלים באויס השיעור שבין הדויפן להיצת בו. כיוון שהנודון עם שכך שאולוב כאילו הוא דויפן. אבל אם היינו אומרים רואים הדויפן כאילו נזכרב, היו אופשר לא דון להוקל על פי דרכו של רשי, that everything is kosher with himself. אלו דלסק הסימנה, anyway don't hold like רשי. So I'm not discussing it. זוג דרן, דויפן הקומה דפשט is the wall curves, so you can't eat under the wall. If you will learn that you move the wall, so then לפי רשי you could eat. זוג דטייזס הראש in שולדיק, if you move the wall, you could eat behind the wall. I think you cannot, I mean... זוג דראש, if you move the wall, you can't eat behind the wall. אז זה זוג דטייזס הראש. We are not going with טייזס הראש, we're going with דרן. I'm saying to Teis HaRosh that no one will have this kasha in the back of his head. Pirush ksheiru ala yitzta, aval kula seker le mishum sal. The cave on the amrin and doifen akumo, hare ha doifen mafsekes ben keneged ha yitztabo, ben chutz la yitztabo. You can't eat behind the wall. I don't know if it's a kasha. Now I'll explain why I don't know if it's a kasha. Who said you can't eat behind the wall? Maybe if psal means the whole thing is kosher, so we could eat, like we had a tzad, even without walls you could eat. Second of all, I don't know if you really move the wall. It means the wall from there helps ke'ilu etzir. After we'll say psal, the whole place is kosher. So the wall is really in the right place. After psal, I don't have to move the wall really. But before that, we'll get in a second to Teis HaRosh. The Ran and the Rishonim, and this is Be'etzem, the Tchilas HaSugi of Daifan HaKumo. The Rishonim say we have two ways how to learn Daifan HaKumo. Curve or move the wall. Rashi learns you curve the wall. Rashi speaks it out in the Yud Zayin, and the Rishonim bring a raya that you curve the wall. The Halacha is if you have Avir Sholosh Tfochim, it's Mafsik. If you have Schach Postul, Ad Arba'amas, you can make Daifan HaKumo. When is easy to move the wall? When is ear or when is a ear? וכשיש שם עבר מפסיק אין אוי כן זוג דרען the gather of דויפן הקומה is that the wall curves במילא you can't eat under the wall מה שאין כן if I would learn that you move the wall you could eat under the wall the rush comes with a tiny if I move the wall I can't eat because I'm behind the wall we'll have to maybe later to explain why דרען was not נוכריס to the tiny of Teis HaRosh It's good to know, it's not Teis HaRosh Take. That understood also this Teir, and he's asking a kasha. Naran was not chash to this kasha. Say, not me Yashav say. Aber mikol mokim, this is the Ran. Zog de korban a sandal and ois shin, just a mesabah the dvorim. What would be if a person has a sukkah, 7 tfochim schach kosher, then he has 10 tfochim schach posul, and again 7 tfochim schach kosher. We'll take a room like this room, a sukkah sholosh tfanis, 3 walls. Here he has schach kosher, then 7 tfochim, he's allowed to eat here? Yes, he has 1, 2, 3 walls. Then he has schach posul, asor tfochim, he's allowed to eat here? No. Then he has again 7 tfochim schach kosher. He's allowed to eat there? Zog de Roshge? Why? Where's the 3 walls? 2 walls on the side here, and this becomes Deifen Akuma. If he wants to eat in the first part, he could eat? Yes. Frag the Kopen Asanel, why? How you eat under the wall? Zog de Kopen Asanel, I'm sorry that I asked the kasher. When I'm done on this part, I don't look at it like a wall. When I'm done on that part, I look at it like a wall. But two people, what is the problem? Two people, everyone looks different. We'll see later, Rabbi Yashiv clears, if two people are sitting in two half, if one could be Moitzi Belesha Basuka. This is a krachap of Rabbi Yashiv. What is Zimu Belesha Basuka? I'd be Moitzi
Belesha to
I said, no, no shaykhs. No shaykhs. Shmuli, shmuli. This is the shayla belong this. I'm saying it. It's a pele. Ladaiti is a pele even to say over the Kabbalah Sana. It's poshut. That when you die. Here the tzad, after the wall already had to curve, became a wall. Became a wall. You can't. Avadis does pshat, became a wall, became a wall. It's a wall belong this that you can't sit there. But Avadis, if Azei Vai. I'll tell you why he asked, even that he answers. Shh. Well. He asked. He asked, because he understood, make the doifen akuma to kasher the sukkah, and then sit there with him psal. Kasha that eats the bomidin daif and akuma. Now say it's psal.
That's because it's a wall.
Clap it, that is a wall. Clap it, me to be a psal. So he explains here that I have to use both parts together. I can't do it. There, for sure, I'm done on everyone separately. Mikol Makoim, Batli in your name. The Rishonim HaMechadesh under the wall you can eat. But Sheengen, if you move this the walls, then you could eat. Zog deran, I have another nafkemina. The walls have to reach till the top or not. And the itztaba. Right? The last wall is Deifen Akuma. Zog deran like this. If you move the walls, I don't need the walls to reach to the schach. I could move them. But if I needed to curve, if it's not attached, how I could say that this is a wall? It's not attached to the wall. Look at the ran. ולפי שיטזו על כוחו כשהתפנס מגיע לסחך הסכינן רב כבי רגר ספיקס אבל לא אבל הוא גטר אבל אם אין תפנס מגיע לסחך לקה למימר דויפן עקומו So the vile deran said two nafkeminas if you curve the wall or you move the wall one nafkemina he says if you could eat under the wall That if you curve the wall, you cannot eat under the wall. Masha'enken, if you move the wall, he holds you could. We'll have to explain it. And the second afkemina zogderan, if you have to have tfanes magias leschach. Normally, it's aloche gudasik, you don't have to have tfanes magias leschach. So you have to eat stabo, move the wall, and then it'll be good. Zogder, but if you have to curve it, only if it's attached, you could curve it. And this needs a lot of hesbel. Now, we have to know. So, what are the two tzedodit? One side is we curve the wall. One side we move the wall. So, I'm asking you a shaila. Rashi explains beautifully that you curve the wall. If you would move the wall, why Rashi doesn't want to say that you move the wall? First, could be he didn't learn that this is Deifen Akuma. But it could be, I think when you see the Rashi, it's mashma. If you move the wall, Rashi feels that it's lemala me'esrim yet. Rashi had a whole plan. The wall curves, goes on top of the itztabo. I don't know exactly how it works, and you measure from here. If you move the wall, you move and jump? You could move the wall. You could move it till the itztabo. But it doesn't help. You have to put it on top of the itztabo. Curve. time I could hear. This is a roof, this is a wall, this is a wall, till it got to the Eitzdaba. If it moved, the Ran had a tzad. Rashi has a tzad that it moves. Rashi never mentioned that it moves. Rashi says that it curves. Now, the Ran had a tzad that it moves. And he says, if it moves, could be you could eat in the back. I'm not discussing it, not because I have a problem with it. Because anyway, it's not negiah to me, move, curve, because anyway you can't eat. But it will be negiah to me that if it curves, b'meile, it has to be mamish attached. If it moves, it doesn't have to be attached. Now, the Ran doesn't say that he had a problem belumdus to learn that it moves. Could be he learned that even if it moves, you can mamish attach and then it works. Could be not. I'm saying again, Rashi says curves. Rashi of Yud Zayin speaks it out even more close. We'll get. I want first the Miyasa the Dvorim. The Rishonim say close that Rashi said curve. Ask him, Saide Rosh, Saide Ran, Saide Ritvo, big down. That Rashi said curve, and the Mele you can eat under it. The Rishonim said it. Why I'm mad gishit, it's not, Amol, you have a Shaila, what is David Akuma? You have a tzad, you could say it's the yukim beloshin. If Defin Akuma is like this, or Defin Akuma is like this. You have a shayla, what is Defin Akuma? My nafkemina, azalom this. We see from the Rishonim that the words are not different words. If it's curved, you can't eat. If it moves, you could eat. I know it's two different lomdus. So, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we're going, we'll see in the Rambam, sometimes he passes like this, sometimes he passes like this.
Louis, sir, first he can sit under 45.